All right, the bandit is here. The bandit is here. Quarantine bandit is here. On my way to work, I'm going to make this an audio today. I'm on the way downtown Atlanta to a job, secure job. And the area is this place called Midtown. And it's a lot of homosexuals and lesbians where I'm at. A lot of them. And it'd be, you know, these guys, you know, they like straight up females. I mean, they're emotionally driven. They're feminine. And it's like the lesbian girls are very, very hard. I mean, they're masculine. But the guys are real feminine. I don't understand it. I try to understand it, but I just can't understand it. I just can't understand it. And I don't think I ever will. And I'm going to tell you another thing about them. They are some of the most disrespectful. I mean, they're asking for equality, whatever that means. I thought all citizens was equal under the law. But when it comes to the homosexual, the LGBT community, they always come off like victims. Always. I mean, they're always a victim. And it just baffles me. It's like how black women say they're strong. They're strong, but if you critique them on anything, you know, they get real touchy. It's like that. You can't call yourself strong, and then when somebody critique you, and now all of a sudden you're so emotional about what somebody's critiquing you on. That don't sound like strength to me. It doesn't sound like strength to me. But let's get into the conversation I want to get in about the attitude of the LGBTQ community. I have them in my family. They full of attitude. They only care about themselves. They only care about their so-called community. They don't care about other people for the most part. Overall, you might have some that are good people, and I won't doubt that. But what I'm saying is my interactions with them, and I work around them every week, and thank God it's only one day a week that I work around these people. Okay? And where I'm doing security at, you know, they come to eat, and they have the biggest attitudes. If they gotta wait, if anything don't go their way, it's a fight. It's a bunch of yelling and screaming like mama is in the room. This is what you put up with when you're dealing with the LGBTQ community. There ain't no love about it. They put up that word love, and they got the rainbow flag and all that. There's no love about that. It's sex. But they want to be recognized on a high level. No, you're only a homosexual because you sleep with the same sex. There's nothing special about you. But getting to the point, why would you have an attitude at a place where they're going to be serving you food and drinks? Why would you do that? I tell black people this all the time. Why would you come to an establishment where they're going to be feeding you something that you're going to be consuming? Why would you come with an attitude? Because you don't know. People come from different parts of life, different parts of the world. They got different personalities. You don't know what somebody will do to your drink or your food. You don't know. And because we don't have male leadership today, these people are walking around with bad-ass attitudes. It baffles my mind how these people walk around with their ass on their shoulders. But they want everybody else to respect them. They want everybody else to acknowledge them. Everybody is supposed to have respect for them. But they're not going to have respect for you. There's no respect for you as a man. A straight man don't get any respect. Black men don't get no respect. But I tell you, who really don't get respect is the straight white male. He don't get any respect. He's a white supremacist. He's white privileged. The white male don't get no respect. But everybody want respect from the white male. Everybody want respect from him. But guess what? Nobody would give him respect. I'm man enough to call it out. Why? Because I'm not under any rule. I'm not under any a group. I'm not pro-black. I'm not a feminist. I'm not any group of people. I'm not in the school of fish. I'm a one-man gang. And my gang stand for rightness. Righteousness. Righteousness is the way. You stand for what's right. You denounce what's wrong. And you got so many people out here following the group. It's stupid. A straight man, he can't even listen to house music because house music is considered gay music. And it's not gay music. In a house song, they ain't talking about sucking off no man or lesbianism. It's just a damn house song. But you know what? If you got your nice sports car and you want to hear some house mix and you ride down the street, you're automatically assumed as gay. This is ridiculous. It's an assumption that you're gay. The rainbow flag was taken from perverts, and they perverted the rainbow. Something that God himself made to identify that the world is still beautiful after the storm. After a major storm, you see rainbows. And that signified that life will go on. What did the perverts do? They said, we're gonna make this our flag. They can't. Let me tell you something about people on the left. They can't be original. They want to take, it's like feminists. They want to take what the man have built and make it their own. That's what they're doing. And it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And nobody won't say anything. Nobody won't say anything about it. They'll keep right on with the agenda. But I'll tell you one thing. They are some rude people. I have one in my family. Well, I have some in my family. But this particular one in my family, she's rotten to the bone. She is rotten, rotten to the bone. She have used me. She just used me up, man. I've given her thousands of dollars, never paid me back. She been with this girl, that girl, this girl, that girl. All kind of crap. Can't keep a relationship. But think she is the smartest thing going. I don't deal with these people. So what I'm saying is, it's just It just baffles my mind how so many men are just so soft and weak, walking around with bent wrists. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I really don't. It's none of my business. But why what you do in your bedroom have to be legislated? Why what you do in your bedroom have to be celebrated? Why? I'm pretty sure there was gay people since forever, since when? And they kept that on the wraps. Because even back in the good old days, they knew that society needed straight people so this man-woman thing can continue. But now, with the globalism, they're trying to depopulate the earth. Starting with this damn coronavirus, which they're trying to get a vaccine for, and all you dumbasses are going to run up there and try to take the damn vaccine and don't even know what it's going to do to you. You don't even know what's in it. A lot of you won't even go to the damn gym and work out. A lot of you are overweight. A lot of you don't even take the time to invest in your own health. But there you go, lining up for a damn vaccine that you don't know nothing about. That's how stupid we are. We're like sheep. Well, some of us are. I'm not like y'all. You people, I'm not like you people. I believe in manhood, masculinity, bravery, conservatism. I believe in that. I believe that a real man get off his ass and make things happen. He make his own way. I don't care about the government liking me. I don't care about the president liking me. That ain't his damn job to like you. And then gay people talking, and then you got transgender. I see a lot of them down there. There's no such thing as a transgender. If you cut your body parts off, you are now mutilated. You are a mutilated person. There's nothing transgender about you. But now they got us believing just because you say you a woman, that makes you a woman. Really? So I can walk around and say I'm anything. You must accept me for what I am. If I walk around and say I'm a superhero, you must accept me as a superhero. Is this what it is now? We're picking and choosing? And now they're involving children. So now they're trying to indoctrinate the children because they want somebody to accept their fantasy. I'm not going to accept your fantasy. That's not my job to accept your fantasy. That's your fantasy. If that's how you want to live your life, fine. Live your life that way. But don't push that off on anybody else. But you know what? That's what they're doing. And it sickens me that they're going to bring the children in. They're going all in the schools. They don't even have God in the school anymore. Hell, most of these damn schools don't even have music in school anymore. Wood shop, auto shop. They don't have any of that in schools no more. But here you got a drag queen having story time. Something that won't benefit children. So every time I go down here and have to work, because I got to pay my damn bills, I got to put up with some damn man that's pretending to be a woman, or some damn woman in a damn pantsuit who's looking at me like she more manly than me. She's upset at me because I'm a man. I'm the problem. But she's trying to be who I am. Make that make sense, people. As Tommy says, one of my favorite YouTubers. Make that make sense. You're trying to be what I am, but pissed off at me because I am who I am. It's dumb and it's stupid. And that's the bottom line. I mean, that's the bottom line. And my thing is, you have to get away from this idea that you are special. Every individual in this world have a purpose. If you decide to have a purpose. If you decide to have a purpose, then you will have a purpose. But if you but my thing is this right here. Just because you're a homosexual or a lesbian, I'm not treating you special. I don't give a damn who you sleep with. And I don't give a damn about your attitude. Now, I'm the quarantine bandit. And I'm almost at work and have to deal with these stupid sons of bitches. But I'm going to deal with them because I'm a man. And a man go and he get his. So I'm going to get mine. Stay safe out there, everybody. And don't eat cake. Let them eat cake. I'm out.